Welcome to the World War One at Home podcast with me, Helen Mark. For terms and conditions, go to bbc.co.uk/podcasts. The townland of Kilroot sits at the mouth of Belfast Lough, near Carrickfergus. On a clear day you can see over the Irish Sea and onto Scotland, making it an ideal vantage point during the war on which to site an artillery battery to protect Belfast from the threat of attack by the German Navy. Local historian Philip Orr explains.
Well, I'm standing here on a very cold but beautiful sunny day, and I'm looking out from a part of the County Antrim coast you don't normally get to. This is the grounds of the Irish Salt Mining Company. The reason I'm here is because this place is redolent with a First World War story. Here on the shores of Kilroot, a great gun emplacement was set up in the early years of the 20th century. Belfast, of course, is a big city of about 400,000 people, so it's a manufacturing city. It's one of the hubs of the British Empire. So when the war starts and the German threat comes into place, Belfast needs protected. The role of Kilroot was a significant one. It was a sort of examination depot, if you like, for boats that were making their way down Belfast Lough into the port. And that would have been an awful lot of shipping during the Great War. Every single vessel that came down the mouth of the loch had to be examined. It had to report to Kilroot here. And if it didn't report, if there was no signal going backward and forward and the ship continued on its way, Kilroot here had the license, had the right to fire on it. What would have been here would have been two large cannon. Now, these would have been 6-inch cannon. What that means is the muzzle of the gun would have been 6 inches across in order to fire large 100-pound shells. Now, those shells could travel a distance of 6 miles out to sea, so they were very powerful guns. And I'm sure if we were standing here in 1914 or 1918, on a regular basis, there would have been a practice here, you know, to keep the artillerymen on their toes. Any houses near a building like this where gunfire is happening on this scale would have had to keep their windows open because the glass would have broken. Well, we'll make our way in through one of the doors here. And just looking into the dark, you can see where there are some little rusted ladders. And what we're looking at really is the remains of the access from the magazine right up to the guns. The shells would have been lifted up with a mechanical device up to the guns and the artillery men upstairs, who would then have been in a position to fire. That had to be kept going for 4 solid years, right the way through from early August 1914 till the armistice and possibly slightly after. But I can imagine the men going up and down those ladders and the sound of the guns rotating as they moved round in order to take a full perspective on where they might anticipate a German ship or a U-boat turning up. For many men, the war wasn't about facing the Germans on the Western Front. It was about doing your duty here on a cold night looking out over the Irish Sea. It was no idle threat. Let's remember that the Germans came not too far off winning the war economically by downing, during 1917 in particular, literally hundreds of merchant ships. You would have been looking out to sea and you'd have been very aware that at any stage, cruising onto the surface of that blue or black water at night could have been a German submarine with very malignant intent towards Allied shipping.
Kilroot, in County Antrim. To hear more stories and find out more details about the war, go to bbc.co.uk/World War I.